Jamaat-e-Islami staged a protest in Gujranwala, about 45 kilometers from Punjab's provincial capital Lahore, raising voice against the Pakistani government giving an open-door policy to the United States. They said such policies breach Pakistan's religious and national sovereignty. Thousands of people took to the streets to show their displeasure at the government's policies.
And I'm here in this sitting to reflect our feelings and to press upon the government to solve the basic problems of the people.
The leader further blamed the Americans for being the sole reason behind the atrocities faced by the people of Pakistan and the whole region.
Before 9/11 and before American presence in this region, this region was quite peaceful. There were no blasts, no bombers, and nothing of the sort had been here in this country. As American came into this region, the whole region has been created in such a mess.
US's unmanned drone strikes in Pakistan have killed hundreds of civilians, inflaming anger amongst the locals of the tribal areas and the people across the country. The protesters chanted anti-American and anti-government slogans and demanded a complete removal of all American installations from the country.
Our sit-in is to bring awareness amongst the people of Pakistan to stand up and fight for their rights and respect against any force, domestic or foreign.
Pakistan government has called on the people to stay composed and has protested against the drone activities to the United States.
We have also officially stated that the event of unauthorized unilateral action cannot be taken as a rule, nor could such an event serve as a future precedent by any state, including the United States.
The protesters also called for increased sit-ins and protests and asked the people to unite and bring about a change that will overhaul the existing policies, which they believe are driven by Western elements.
This protest is to bring the people of Pakistan together to stand strong and reject the Western interest and intervention. Religious parties say if the government fails to meet the demands of the people, then it will be the people themselves who will ensure the discard of each and every Western activity from Pakistan. Hamza Amir, Press TV, Lahore.